It's been 2 months since Jackson County commissioners voted not to relocate Silva Sam. However, anger around the decision continues. Silva Sam still stands on its perch in front of the old Jackson County courthouse, though it is fenced in now. Down the steps on Main Street, Black Lives Matter is routinely drawn in chalk on the sidewalks. This is part of Reconcile Silva's Chalktober. The group is still calling for the monument's removal. Since the chalk messages started, Silva Police Chief Chris Hatton says they've received numerous calls. He says while many may be unhappy about it, the drawings are lawful. Business owners and town workers have swiftly washed away the chalk each day.
I wouldn't say I feel any safer.
That's Natalie Newman of Reconcile Silva. She says the group is still concerned about racism in Jackson County.
There's over 2,000 people in that group, and a lot of those people are on different pages, kind of where they stand. You know, not everyone in that group has made threats towards people in Reconcile Silva.
Newman is referring in part to the change in tone on the Jackson County Unity Coalition Facebook group since the commissioners voted August 4th. Both groups have made an effort to support local nonprofits and move beyond the issue of the monument, but tensions remain. Frank Hugelay of the Jackson County Unity Coalition asked members of the Facebook group not to engage in hateful speech. He says he's had to remove a few members for posting things against the group's new guidelines.
I told people, guys, we won the vote. The vote's done. The only people that could change anything about that statue are the four people or the five people on that county commission. They're it. All you're doing is giving them everything they want. They're filming it, and then it's on Facebook, and now because of the statue, there's a horrible safety risk in Silva, and the statue has to go.
At the start of September, Reconcile shared almost 100 pages of negative feedback, mostly from Facebook comments, with local law enforcement. These messages range from crude to violent. District Attorney Ashley Welch says her office has been made aware of the complaints, but that none of them meet the legal definition of a threat.
In order to have a legitimate communicating a threat crime, it's got to meet very certain guidelines. So, for example, I hope they all get shot. That is incredibly offensive, but it's not a threat. Because this person's saying, I hope they're not saying, I'm going to do this.
So far, no official complaints associated with the threats have been filed, according to both the Jackson County Sheriff's Office and Silva Police. But there has been one case that has gone beyond Facebook. Penny Minnick from Reconcile Silva says a lit cigarette was thrown at her while protesting at the beginning of September. The person in the car yelled at them that they were ashtrays.
What responsibility do you have to stand up and say enough? You know, and no, I don't expect the legal system to do much about it. But if it stops Josh from coming out and yelling and or throwing something worse at us, then, you know, it's something that has to be done.
According to court documents, Jackson County resident Josh Marks has been served with a misdemeanor assault charge. Minnick says that she hopes the groups can come together at some point. For now, Chalktober continues. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.